Welcome to the Sugar You Podcast, a podcast hosted by Andrea Ayers. This podcast features episodes for Sugar CRM's administrators who implement our sugar solutions to inform and excite them about all the sensational ways to help them become champions for success. In this first episode, we're going to talk about holding weekly team huddles with your users to drive adoption. So team huddles are usually a regular discussion with attendees addressing key performance indicators and areas of improvement. The purpose of a team huddle is to drive employee engagement and to serve a self-correcting measure to keep the company on path to achieve its goals. It's a great way to increase productivity and accountability and team morale. I think it's a cool idea, and it works great in a sugar implementation. If you're that fix-it person at your organization, there's a lot of ways you know to help your users do things a little bit better. One way is a team huddle. We're going to introduce the team huddle in a moment, but I want to explain a few things first. Some of the things we talk about on our UX adoption team is the essential habits of our admins, both in sugar and out. And a lot of content around meetings with users and stakeholders. So having a podcast around how to meet with your users seems appropriate. So what and when do you meet with your users and stakeholders? And specifically, to start off the conversation, what do you call it? The team huddle name brings home what it is, which is users getting together and running through either demos or training sessions or having users chat about what they want the Sugar platform to do. Let's start with talking about doing a demo or highlighting a feature in Sugar. As an admin, you probably have a lot of things going on in your head. Your job is to get everyone excited about what they're doing, whether that's in Sugar or outside of Sugar. You might want to start with just having an internal conversation about what folks need Sugar to do. So how often should you hold these team huddles? I'd start with a weekly team huddle. And in the future, you might want to do bi-weekly. In these weekly team huddles, you could discuss new features that are rolling out in a new release. It's important for admins to have it front of mind for your users. Keep team huddles in a small group so it's a safe place to share. You might have to do the same team huddle more than once, but they should be about 30 minutes to an hour long, depending on the topic you're covering. That's easy enough to fit into someone's schedule, right? One of the most important things is having the team huddle be accessible for your users and make it interesting so they actually want to come and attend. You might be wondering, how do I get the users to attend? After you send the email invite, how do you know they're going to show up? Well, as the name suggests, it's a time for the team to huddle up. This doesn't come across as something scary, and it's not training, which has sometimes the connotation of, oh, I don't need training. I know what I'm doing. So having what you call a team huddle gives the executive something to promote, and it doesn't turn off any of the users from having the want to attend. Speaking of executives, the executives do understand that to get a significant ROI out of the Sugar platform, the users need to use it. So if they feel more confident after attending one of your team huddles and use the feature that you just rolled out in your demo, then that's exactly what the executives want, and they'll be on board. So how do you decide what you're going to demo to the users for a particular team huddle, and how would you approach how to tackle or build that particular demo? First, don't be scared to present a demo to your users. They understand the platform because they've been using Sugar. Just think it's a lot more scary to showcase it to a person that doesn't know anything about what you're talking about. If you've done a whole bunch of user testing and user stories about a new feature, that's a perfect opportunity to turn that into a demo because you've already done all of the work. You've written your user stories. You trialed it on your own sandbox. So why not use that use case to just turn it into a quick high-level demo? You don't have to demo the entire end-to-end sales process every time, every week. If you have something like something small that's a calculated field that you've added, then showcase that in the layouts and the reports. And if you get one person to say, "That changed my life," you have amazing buy-in. And that person will then come back to the next team huddle because they've got something interesting that they've learned from the last huddle, and they'll tell others. Okay, remember, you are ultimately there to help your users in the system because you're there for them. If they can provide you feedback or ideas, take it on board. See what you can do, help them out, and give them what they ask for, and tell them you're working on it. More information is better than no information. Nowadays, you're doing these meetings virtually because of the pandemic. You might not want to record the meeting just to give users a safe place to ask questions so they don't feel like they're asking silly questions that might be recorded and people will listen to it later and judge. I like to keep them small. You might want to run a couple of these meetings several times in different days for different time zones. Leave time to ask questions and answer questions at the end. You can ask a question, for example, "Would you like me to record the step-by-step process we just went through in the demo for your reference for later?" And if they say yes, take a little time after the meeting and record just a quick 3-minute video for them, and they will appreciate it. The worst thing you can do is ask for feedback and then do nothing with it. Have a little fun in your team huddle. Whether you're meeting in person or virtually, here are some ideas. You can start it at an odd time, say 2:48 p.m. You can do an icebreaker for the first 10 minutes. You can do rapid fire home office scavenger hunt. You can start with a pop quiz pertaining to the topic of the team huddle. For those in-person huddles, try a crazy location like the picnic table, number 2 behind the office building, or the local coffee shop. Have some fun with food, right? So if you're in person, provide a different type of bread for each meeting. Virtually, you could try having a pizza party or share a meal with the team. It makes it for a more light and friendly discussion. Start with a game or a brain teaser to let the creative juices start flowing. Whatever you choose, have fun. If you have any ideas or things that you've tried for making team huddles more interesting, increase attendance, or just get buy-in, please give us some feedback using the link below in the show notes. You can start with reviewing the latest release notes and picking a new feature that matters to your users and discuss it with them in your next team huddle. The latest release note links are found below in the show notes. So to recap, tailor each demo based on the feedback that users are giving you and based on features that you want them to see. Second, keep the group size small. You might have to do more than one team huddle to allow folks to interact, to ask questions, and keep it personal. It's a team huddle, right? I think that invites the idea of a team working together for a specific goal. The third thing is to consistently listen to your users. Take time to build demos out for those features based on what they've asked for, and then you work with your executives consistently to make sure they have buy-in on it. At a high level, that's everything you heard in this episode. We'd love to hear how your next team huddle goes. Let us know. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you tune in to the next episode. Stay sugar sweet.